April 15th, 2026. Welcome to another issue of Accessibility Tidbits. From farms to photo exhibitions and classrooms to communities, this edition highlights how inclusion is being built in real, tangible ways. Discover how people with disabilities are gaining independence through hands-on farming, music therapy, and summer camps, while innovators and advocates from a student poet to a mom-turned-entrepreneur are reshaping how disability is seen and supported. Plus, explore global efforts driving accessibility, from libraries and businesses to powerful conversations about caregiving and the role of siblings. This issue has something for everyone. Also in this issue, ASPSRTC asks staff to ensure senior citizens, persons with disability, get easy access to reserved seats. Disney debuting songs in sign language on Disney Plus in celebration of National Deaf History Month. The R-word was taboo as a slur for people with disabilities. Now it's being normalized again. Flag football numbers exploding due to accessibility big league promotion. From Guelph to Hollywood, local best friends enter Disability Film Challenge. Happy reading. People with disabilities get real-life farm experience at 21 Roots. At 21 Roots Farm in Minnesota, people with developmental disabilities are redefining what it means to work, learn, and belong. Through hands-on farming, animal care, and creative projects, farmers build skills, confidence, and independence, proving that when given the opportunity, expertise can grow in the most unexpected places. Grandma Joy and Me. A weekend trip meant to reconnect becomes an 8-year journey across all 63 U.S. national parks in Grandma Joy and Me, A Journey of Healing One National Park at a Time by Brad Ryan. Blending travel, family history, and personal growth, the memoir explores love, forgiveness, and resilience across generations. Published by Simon & Schuster, it will be released on June 16th, 2026. Follow their journey on Instagram at Grandma Joy's Road Trip. They are currently in Ireland, and be ready to pick up your copy at the time of release. Kyiv opens photo exhibition celebrating women leaders with disabilities. A powerful photo exhibition in Kyiv's Golden Gate metro station shines a spotlight on women with disabilities leading change. Featuring 19 personal stories from activists to athletes, it celebrates resilience, challenges stereotypes, and highlights the vital role women with disabilities play in shaping communities and driving progress. Music therapy making a difference for people with developmental disabilities. As World Music Therapy Week approaches, the ARC of Palm Beach County in Palm Beach County, Florida, is spotlighting how music is transforming lives. Through rhythm, movement, and song, individuals with developmental disabilities are building communication skills, boosting confidence, and finding new ways to connect, proving that sometimes the right beat can unlock something powerful. REO Town Clubhouse, Lansing, Michigan. Art Deco-style Italian restaurant featuring pasta, pizza, and appetizers with a full cocktail beer and wine bar, on-site pool hall, and dueling pianos. A beautiful additional 3,000-square-foot event space available for rentals for any occasion and located on the upper floor, accessible by stairs or elevator. Severely sight-impaired founder from Northwest launches accessibility venture to transform brand experiences. Sangeeta Upaladini, a severely sight-impaired woman who was once ordered out of a London, UK shop for entering with her guide dog, is now using her lived experience to help reshape how businesses approach accessibility. Lagos Foundation championed diversity and inclusion for persons with disability. In Lagos, hundreds joined Out on a Limb Awareness Walk to champion inclusion for people with disabilities. Led by the Iride Foundation, the movement is helping children access prosthetic limbs while pushing for a more accessible city, proving that real change happens when communities show up and move forward together. Family Autism Art Workshop at the Norton Museum of Art, an inclusive creative experience for all in the Palm Beaches. Families are invited to join the Family Autism Art Workshop at the Norton Museum of Art, held on the third Sunday of each month. This accessible program is designed for families with members on the autism spectrum, offering a welcoming and supportive space to experience art together through both gallery exploration and hands-on art making. Each session includes an interactive walkthrough of the museum's collection, followed by guided creative activities in the classroom. Participants can also enjoy a range of sensory-friendly accommodations, including social stories TAMs, headphones, fidgets, quiet spaces, accessible materials, and timers. All staff are specially trained to support neurodiverse visitors, and families receive free admission to the museum for the duration of the program. Student uses poetry and art to explore her disabilities, help others, turning pain into power. Ola Rosandusi is transforming her journey with scoliosis into art, advocacy, and impact. Named New York State Youth Poet Laureate, she's using poetry and creativity to help others navigate invisible challenges, proving that resilience can be both powerful and beautifully expressed. Mum builds digital platform to celebrate disability and carer communities on behalf of her son. After years caring for her son with a rare condition, Stephanie Jackson left her career at Aston Martin in Gaydon, UK, to launch Blue Badgers, a platform celebrating and supporting unpaid carers. Built from lived experience, it offers rewards, connection, and a much-needed reminder. Carers deserve recognition, too. Visit Seattle X Wheel the World, welcoming everyone under the same umbrella. When Visit Seattle decided to show the world that their city is truly accessible, they didn't publish a checklist. They told a real story. In partnership with Wheel the World, Visit Seattle launched a full media production campaign featuring Maggie and Brad Smith, a real couple who both use wheelchairs due to spinal cord injuries, and who document their adventures at Team B Adventures. Over 3 days of filming across Seattle's most iconic locations, the Aquarium, Mopop, Pike Place Market, Argosy Harbor Cruise, and the waterfront, they captured what it actually feels like to explore Seattle as a wheelchair user. But the work goes beyond content. Visit Seattle holds destination verified status through Wheel the World, meaning hotels, attractions, and routes across the city have been physically assessed and verified for accessibility. In preparation for FIFA World Cup 2026, that work extended to the Union Loop, Seattle Center, parks, and transit centers, ensuring every traveler, regardless of ability, can navigate the city with confidence. Seattle didn't just say it's accessible. It proved it. ALA awards $3.5 million to 300 small and rural libraries for accessibility. American Library Association, ALA, is investing $3.5 million to make small and rural libraries more accessible, funding 300 communities across the U.S. The initiative is driving real change, helping libraries better serve people with disabilities while building long-term accessibility into the heart of local spaces. Free summer camps help Nevada students with disabilities prepare for life after high school. Across Nevada, U.S., free summer camps are helping students with disabilities explore careers, boost confidence, and take real steps towards independence. With hands-on experiences and tailored support, these programs are opening doors to brighter futures, one step at a time. The Care Inheritance for Adults Who Have a Sibling with a Disability, the Invisible Role of Siblings. On Siblings Day, Siblings Australia is shining a light on the often overlooked role of siblings of people with disabilities. Beyond love and support lies complex planning, grief, and responsibility, raising an urgent call for families to start honest conversations now, not in crisis. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations? Arizona, the Grand Canyon State, Lansing, Michigan, Pequotin, BC, Friuli, Venezia, Tinda, visit Lauderdale, the Palm Beaches. More travel deals? Check out Accessible Go. Want to know before you go? Check out Ableize.